We know that Port Lincoln can be famous for quite a lot of things, in particular seafood, but what about writing? Well, Rebecca Watson is a local of sorts, based in Tooleague originally, and she's written a new book called Call Me Frank. And Rebecca joins us now. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. How and why did you get into writing?
Well, I just love the challenge of putting words to paper, trialing new words and phrases I've read elsewhere until they sound just right. It's just always been an absolute pleasure of and a passionate of mine. I loved English and language at school. Creative writing was my favourite subject. I carried it all the way through to Year 12. Then I did a creative writing elective at uni while I was studying for my teaching degree, and I also specialised in Italian.
That is quite the breadth, I suppose, of experience is probably the best way to describe it. And has the Eyre Peninsula inspired any of your writings?
Well, living so close to the beach again has been really wonderful. While I've been here, I've actually entered a writing competition and I've sent in two more stories to publishers. So I guess it has been inspiring in a way.
And with that opportunity to enter into competitions, is this something that you're looking at as a possible career path or is it more just a hobby?
For me, writing's always been a hobby. It's just something that I love to do while I'm on holidays or if I ever get any spare time. But I think I'll always keep writing. So if I write something that I'm particularly proud of, again, I'd love to see it published.
Speaking this morning with Rebecca Watson, author of Call Me Frank. Rebecca, as far as writing, is it something that you want to continue as a hobby or what's next in the writing journey for you?
Well, in the writing journey, I am going to the southeast next week, actually. We'll make our way down there after our family and Book Week is going to be happening in Term 3 at school, so in the very near future I'll be touring around to some of the schools and kindies in the southeast promoting my book and reading it aloud to the children, which I'm really excited about.
Might be a different experience being brought in for show and tell and all of a sudden Book Week combining it once if you get brought in as a guest by one of the students.
It'll be very different going in as a guest reader rather than going in to do some teaching, but it's something that I'm really looking forward to.
Do you have any tips for aspiring writers?
Yeah, definitely. I think my advice would be to not give up. It took me a really long time on and off to learn about the industry and to find the right publisher. A tip that I received when I met the children's author, Jane Jolly, she wrote the story One Step at a Time. I was talking to her about the publishing process and her advice to me was to go to your local libraries and see what new books are available and what publishers are bringing out at the moment and then go online to research them. And some publishers have monthly pitches that you can submit to without being an established author, and that's a really great way to get your work out there and be seen.
And if anybody does want to buy a copy of Call Me Frank, how can they do that?
Call Me Frank is available worldwide, online and in most major bookstores.
Rebecca Watson, author of Call Me Frank and EP Local, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.